Here in studio with Strathroy Caradoc Ward 2 counselor, Greg Wilsey, January the 19th, sent an open letter to council. And right off the bat, counselor, it says, "I feel there is a divide growing between the new and incumbent counselors, and I would like to do everything I can to bridge that gap." First question, why the need to send an open letter to council? We haven't seen this in a municipality, and I can't even remember.
My main thought with this was I wanted to put through some of my business experience and some of my personal experience. Typically, when I'm working with some of my clients, what I find is that when I'm working with executives in other companies who have been in the business for a long time, they maybe aren't open to new ideas that could either increase their profitability or make them a better company altogether. And I wanted to bring some of those ideas to council.
As mentioned, the first line, I feel there is a divide growing, not present, but growing between the new and incumbent counselors. Why do you feel that way?
Current council has always done a lot of work with staff. I feel, and public has felt as well, that there haven't been a lot of questions asked before. New council, I'm sure you've noticed we're asking a lot more questions than previous, and it's just a different ideology, I think, coming through.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The divide is a result, or potential divide, is a result of new members feeling they should and can ask questions of staff and counselors who have been there for years already and are used to a different type of process, and that's where the divide is coming from?
I feel that's partially it. I think the other part of it is that existing council has been there for quite a while, and they're used to trusting staff, and they have the relationship with staff, and they're just used to things come through. That was the whole point of the normalization of deviance. That was the part of the letter, which is a larger concept that's quite abundant everywhere.
Almost a week since you sent the open letter to council. Have you received any feedback?
I've received almost exclusively positive feedback, except for one piece of feedback, which didn't actually criticize the letter, but felt that I sent it too early in my term.
Okay. How do you hope to resolve this growing divide, as you call it?
Because it's still growing, I don't actually think there's an issue yet. It's just we see that it's coming up, and I want to stop it before it becomes a bigger divide.
Because of your explanation as to what the growing divide is, do you feel a potential negative ripple effect towards staff moving forward now?
I don't think there's anything negative going on. What we want to do is we want to help staff to make sure that going forward, we're making the best decisions so that we have the most information and we have the best information to make sure the decisions we make are right and that they're the best for the municipality going forward.
There were many, many comments from the public during the campaign of that very point, is that a lot of the public felt staff wasn't being questioned enough by council. And you would agree?
I would. I think we need to ask more questions, but I think a lot of the work that staff is doing, they are doing the proper work. There's just the transparency and the communication with the public needs to be improved. And I think if that were to be improved, that would resolve a lot of the issues we're looking at.